Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, you guys. Oh, I forgot to have my opening of the show sunglasses. We had some technical issues and some streaming issues, and so we're going live right at 20 minutes after the hour. It's 4:20 for our friends in the East Coast. So guests, start smoking.
Yeah.
Just smoke something.
I want this one.
Hurry.
The minute is upon us.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I didn't know people so stoned were on such scheduled freaks, man.
Well, you know, it's just a fun
ritual. I don't
want
to throw the fascist word around, but
it's fascist. 420 is fascist.
420.
If you spoke at 420, you're a fascist.
420.
I smoke
every
at 419 every
That's
day.
Why I smoke every at 19 day. After and 21 after.
Yeah, man, I'm
Fuck
against
that.
The man. Fuck the man who likes weed, man. I don't care, man.
You're from Michigan, man. Enjoy living out here, really. Are you enjoying it?
Dude, yeah.
Come on, where are you from? Livonia?
Ann Arbor. Livonia. That is the worst sounding town. Like, where are you from? I'm from Livonia. It's got all the bad consonants and vowels in it.
There's worse town names, though.
Regina.
Coon Rapids. That's still a place.
Really?
Yeah, let me introduce all you guys to the viewers. They saw your names flying through space, but Chris Robinson is here, you guys, of the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. And his good friend, what do you like? What do you like to be good? You like to just go as Farmer Dave?
Yeah, we can do that.
Farmer Dave is here.
Yeah, man.
We finally got Farmer Dave on the show. And our friend Zach Perlman's back.
Wow.
I had such
Michigan.
A fun time with him the last time. Yeah, in Ann Arbor, that's one of the leading...
Hash Bash.
You know, yeah, Hash Bash. And Michigan was one of the, I think, the first Midwest state to have medical.
And also famous for throwing John Sinclair into jail for all those years for two joints, the head of the White Panther Party and the
MC5's
manager. Yeah. And John Lennon wrote a song about him. And so that was a good day in Michigan.
Yeah, yeah,
history.
That was all me, too.
Imagine Ann Arbor people... living their lives in jail.
He got out of jail. Finally.
Well, that's good.
Liberate me.
Thank you. Do you understand or know what's going on with Ohio and their attempts for legalization?
Because apparently, I was going to stop you before legalization and just say no.
Oh, okay.
Just straight up,
nobody
I have
knows
no idea what's going on in Ohio.
Oh, can you pass me the...
You can't give birth to, like, your own child in your own house in Ohio. That's illegal, so I'm sure smoking weed is going to be right on the docket right behind that in terms of personal freedoms.
Well, there's some, apparently, and I don't understand the whole, that's why I asked you, I thought you might have known, but apparently there's a bunch of... companies sort of got together and they figured out that if they put a lot of money into legalizing weed in Ohio, then they'll have the corner on the market for all the kind of profits you can get off of selling shit in Ohio.
Yes.
And so that those people are now being opposed by some other people in Ohio that are just for legalization without corporations being behind it.
Yes.
I think that's what's going on.
Well, that's what's going to,
that's what's going to happen everywhere.
That's what's happening everywhere.
But I'd rather people be out of jail, you know, like,
But dude, you'll also be able to have a choice, You'll have a choice to be like, do you want to buy corporate weed? I mean, you know.
Yeah, or do you want to
stay with people who are like outlaw before the whole trip went down and stuff? You know what I mean? It'd be like anything else. Like, there are a lot of people who have been growing a lot of weed and living this culture and stuff before. Hey, I agree with you, man. People not... you know, having their lives ruined and the stigma attached to like it being wrong or whatever. That's super positive.
Well, yeah, the three strikes thing outlaws. That's happening to black
now
guys.
Now we're patients. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
We all have to have our own relationship with the plant, and that's going to be what evolves this whole
thing.
We've
had to show too much patience, if you ask me.
Understood.
But that's why national legalization things are starting to come together. So we might not have to wait for every state to weigh in.
There's a lot of old heads who probably have it on us, though, dude. Like guys who like used to really be in the, you know, the weed business, and old heads and everyone who really dealt with brutal legal system and brutal times. When the CRB played the event in San Francisco, Hardly Strictly, Bluegrass, the big free concert
Golden
every year.
Golden Gate Park, beautiful.
Amazing time. And Les Claypool and the duo de Twang, they were playing on the stage behind us. And there was like 15,000 people out there and the cloud of smoke. And I just had a tear, like, I wish all the old hippies who got in trouble could come here. They would be so happy to see this.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, some of the festivals
Doug,
and stuff I've been to
lately.
Yeah, we do.
Where is
it's a big industrial strength one.
Wow.
21st century CR.
Wow. Mine is still done by a mule team. It goes around.
I have a couple little gnomes. They like walk around the treadmill.
But yeah, festivals where everybody just gets to sit around and smoke are a pretty amazing thing, and I just hope that, you know, everywhere becomes
are
that
other
way.
Cities
but isn't it funny, the money makes it, that you're right. I mean, besides the fact that people like in Colorado and places like California too, it's hard to put people in jail. I'm gonna do this one. It's hard to put people in jail to have a jury say, well, what did he do wrong? You know, they don't put you in jail, your peers don't want to put you in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, unless maybe you're in Mississippi or something. Well, sorry, Mississippi.
That's where like it shouldn't
it's
even be.
True.
It shouldn't even be a strike against someone, you know. And a lot of places, it's a citation now, and you
even
wouldn't,
New York
you wouldn't
City.
Even know.
In the city, they chase, huh?
Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia.
But the Tombs were like the last real authentic New York spot you could go to without any corporate takeover. Do you not know where the Tombs are? It's the fucking jail there where everyone goes to jail when you're like got busted with an eight ball or a joint or you hit someone in the mouth or whatever. They took you to the Tombs. Or in the case of some of my friends, you had illegal firemen's plaques in your car to park wherever you wanted. But whatever. You know, that was after, you know, that was after 9/11.
Fireman plaque.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Outlaw styles, man. Live and well.
It was cool until he got arrested.
Yeah.
But that's usually the way outlaw culture works.
I actually think that's pretty much everything you do before you get arrested. You think it's pretty cool. Otherwise, why the fuck would you be doing it? Jail can be a focus, man. You can go in there with consciousness and come out more powerful than ever. If you strike me down. Look what happened when we had weed growing in
Barbara
the fields.
Dave.
Growing in the fields. And they said, no, you don't. And we had to go indoors. And look what happened. We controlled the sun cycle, the energy cycle. Weed grew more powerful than ever.
For we are the shamans.
Yeah, and now it's coming back. Now it's coming out. And at first, I have to say something's wrong with me. I'm injured. Now it'll be okay socially. That'll go.
Yeah.
Then but you got to watch out.
Yeah, not having to lie is going to be fun.
Different.
Not having to go in and get the license is going to be, you know, more fun.
Big companies, though, man, giant industrial companies,
they'll get their mitts on it, for sure.
People have to have their own relationship, connect yourself to the earth and the universe, and this is a beautiful way to do it.
Here we go.
You don't need any corporation for this.
Nicely said.
Farm out, FD.
Where do you put the thingamajigger?
On
the skeleton's nose.
Oh, that's cool.
You should go on CNN and debate Nancy Grace.
What about all the CNN assholes?
We can do that right now.
I would love to see
him
talk
to her. We can do that right now. I can talk. I'm Nancy Grace. I can do Nancy Grace.
Dr. Drew, asshole.
I can play Nancy Grace.
Dr. Drew's the worst. Like it's like 1940s of, you know, like it's like Reefer Madness with that guy. If you ever
see
she's
much worse than him.
She's
managed
to land way on the other side of
him. Nancy Grace quote?
Nancy Grace. She knows more about rape kits than anyone I've ever seen.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows so little about the real world.
It's so weird that she's
moved on to marijuana. It's unbelievable she has a show.
She's only into marijuana now because she's got this theory that people are doing awful things to their children because when they get high and then they give the kid a cookie or a joint.
You're absolutely right, because the worst thing you could do is be like Nancy Grace. And does she have children?
She does.
She gave birth?
She did.
She has offspring? Well, they must be fantastic little people who want to know all the facts before they run their mouths, too.
Yeah. No, she doesn't. She is not there. When she had two chains on, when she had another advocate on, she wasn't there to learn. She wasn't there to find out about the subject. She was just there to shout like her agenda in their face. Yeah.
We have to learn how to...
be a satellite.
You can't oppose. You can't use the energy of opposition. Somehow we're going to have to learn how to catch that and just like turn it without going against.
That's why I make fun of it.
Yes, man. And that's cool.
Because her big argument that she kept saying over and over again was...
but a two-year-old ate a marijuana cookie. Hey! How can you have that on your conscience?
Of course.
Screaming that. At a person who was not involved with that incident.
And that is a bad thing.
And just said that's a bad thing that somebody else did.
And by the way, bad things
on all kinds of drugs and on all kinds of not even on drugs. People are bad sometimes. People do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with weed?
And by the way,
weed is stopping so much fucked up shit.
It is bad, but I mean, nothing happened that could make his little heart stop or anything. I mean, it's kind of true. I mean, it is horrible and irresponsible.
Yeah, oh, totally.
But Nancy Grace, relax, you know.
We're having an issue. Sorry.
Is Nancy Grace on the phone?
We're going to break. We're going to break because there's an issue.
Nancy Grace is on the phone. And it's an old phone that you dial
right
like that.
We'll be back after this marijuana cookie.
I was in eighth grade. I had a girlfriend, and her father knew Michael Jackson, and they offered us to go out to Neverland. It was the 4th of July weekend, and they were having a whole fireworks, and I did the whole thing. I met Bubbles. It was probably months before the whole lawsuit. In fact, Macaulay Culkin came by, as were all the other boys that sued him, and Macaulay Culkin sped up in a golf cart with flames on the side and jumped out with like a leather jacket, and he was like a real punk. And I went in Mac and Mike's theme park. It was a water park that he and Macaulay made themselves. They built basically like whatever a kid would ever want. It was all built-in water guns, flood buttons, and all these water balloons. All the little Culkins were doing impressions of him, like hee-hee, and we won. And we played a game, which now, as I recall it, does sort of seem slightly incriminating, but it was called smoke tag. We went into a room filled with smoke, and we played tag in it, but you couldn't see.
Yeah, the rolly papers that Chris is using now are known as Roars. Where?
In Queens, in Brooklyn, it's spelled R-A-W, but I know people that that word is raw, but roar. The way they say it, roar.
Like a lion.
Like a lion, roar. Give me the roars. But people talk funny. I was in Tennessee, and I saw a guy when they used to have Tower Records, and he was this old boy in there, and he had a Tennessee Vols orange shirt on and a Tennessee Vols orange hat, and I was walking past him, and he had a CD in his hand, and he had this giant cell phone, and he goes, "What? No, I'm at Tire looking at tapes." And Tire? T-I-R-E is the same word as T-O-W-E-R. Tire.
That would land better if Tower Records was still a thing. Maybe. Maybe.
And he was looking at a CD.
You want to light it with the monkey lighter?
No, set monkey? No.
Here, check this out. Check this out, Farmer.
This is your official set monkey? Is he a flute?
And pass it to Zach. You might want him to hold it too. Don't light your lips on fire.
It's an incendiary
device.
Aren't
monkeys supposed to have diapers on them?
What do you think of that thing, Zach?
Project X.
What do you think about it, Zach?
Nobody will do it.
He writes the word boner on dollar.
What would you say about
bills?
It? What's the first thing you think about it when you're holding it?
I'm going to give it back.
It's not a setup or anything. It's interesting.
It's unbelievably terrifying.
It's
truthfully.
Why?
Because out of nowhere, a monkey just lights on fire.
That's how we got here.
We started from a monkey on fire,
and that's the
look, his crown.
That's the missing link.
His crown chakra went.
And that was the meeting for the relaunch of the Planet of the Apes movie series, Monkeys on Fire.
Monkeys on Fire.
We're not going to get Taylor Swift song prepared stuff today at all.
What was prepared? What do you have?
Oh my God, look at this huge stack of blue cards.
Let's do them fast.
Like oh yeah, blue cards, go.
Let's do them fast. Sativa, Snosberry, Indica.
Sativa, Snosberry, Brain Alert.
Arowana, OG.
OG.
Do you think arowana is, do you think that's funny or in bad taste to call it arowana?
It depends how good it is, really. I mean, if it's something that we need,
if it can back
it's
it
hilarious.
Up.
If it's something not so good,
what is I'll mean, take it again.
Yeah. I don't know if we have to get heroin in with
I think
with
as
our
the
weed.
Science evolves, the name of the different flowers we develop might be a little more indicative of the specific purpose of it. Healing, the best sex ever. You know, you can actually, the trichromes and cannabinoids.
What do you think
evolve.
About the corporations or someone buying or registering the old names, Acapulco Gold?
Turns them into Darth Vader, apparently.
No. They're living on life support. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
They're old.
They're old. We
old people are ruining it for everybody, for sure.
It's a new century and a new millennium, and new energy will. It's gradual, but I like your style. Let's get in there and feist this up a little bit, man. We don't need to wait.
Hot nut style.
Yeah.
Hot nuts.
Why not tomorrow? People write to me all the time, well, how long do you think it's going to take for complete legalization? I'm like, how next week? Well, let's do it. Like, what's the holdup at this point? The money, I got pot topics. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
It's old white males are holding it up who run everything and are horrible people who are ruled by fear and ignorance. That's it.
Exactly.
Cool.
They have babies, too. They have hearts, man. They're just coming from another conditioning.
They are, yeah.
If we had one of them long enough in a room, I think we could get them.
Farmer Dave, trending towards kind.
empathy.
Yeah, it's about care. They just care about their own. You know,
they don't care about their
own families, which is that's noble. But how about care about everybody? It's not that hard to just go ahead and care.
No, that's why I'm. That's why I like his
empathy,
style.
Dude.
Yeah. Hashtag empathy.
Hashtag heavy monkey.
Monkey on fire.
And collectivize. Go ahead and stare at the phone.
Dude, you're about to get super political. That's a lot to read right there. Enjoy that. That's heavy.
He can do it. Look at what he's got in his hand, man. He's ready to deal
the deal. I just sit there and stare at it, and some dudes from Sweden made fun of me for it. But
come on,
every talk show now worth its salt has some cards on the table that they look at and they read from. Senators Cory Booker, did we play the pot topic music? Okay.
I heard it.
Kristen Gillibrand and Rand Paul.
It was a killer weed.
Pot topic.
That's like, if you know anything about these people, Cory Booker, Kristen Gillibrand, and Rand Paul, that's three very different politicians, both sides of the aisle. And they've introduced a Senate bill that would legalize medical marijuana under federal law and reclassify marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. And its name is CAREERS Act, the Compassionate Access Research Expansion and Respect States Act.
Yeah!
And that's why the conservative Rand Paul is into it, because that's the whole sort of like his part of the Republican Party is super into states deciding
rights.
On their own.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
states
that's
rights.
How you
Because they want to secede
it.
From the union. They want to get out.
Do it! That'll be amazing! Hooray! We have nothing. That would be amazing. Everything will be perfect if they had their own place.
Yeah.
Nothing would.
Here's more stuff about Ohio. I think we covered that. New Hampshire.
The primaries.
Has a.
That's all I know. They had a hotel with a
bear
living
in. They passed a bill 297-67, the Republican, majority house.
I know people in New Hampshire politics, by the way. Let's just say. I don't want to discuss it anymore, but pretty deep in New Hampshire politics. I'm just teasing.
You made a few calls, got them to. You just couldn't turn that 67.
Yeah, well.
67 people still voted against it, even though they might have known which way it was headed.
Look what happened. Look what happened to our country.
It's really, I just love Colorado not having any problems, because there could have been some problems that were a coincidence.
You know, the only problem
that
in
they
Colorado,
could blame on pie.
You know what happened exactly. when they did change the law in a weird way, like the CRB played New Year's Eve at this place there. We have an awesome scene there, amazing people, the best super cosmic heady times. But when they changed the law, it went from like super, super hedonistic, amazing, drugged out, abandoned to like, now you can't smoke in the venue. You know what I mean? Before it changed, it's weird. Now they kind of force the other stuff on another way, which is cool. You just have to go outside when it's 16 below zero and get stoned or whatever.
Yeah, the outlaw thing was what we came up in, and it, the world seemed cool in that regard, but there's a bigger cause, and so yeah, we have to freeze our, took us off for a little while at least.
But it's funny how it changed, that element of it. But Colorado's hip, man. It has a lot of hip stuff going
beautiful
on.
Beautiful place to play music. Yeah, very, yeah. Very, very nice.
The psychedelic scene there is really hip too. People are really
wow, they should,
a lot of heads there.
This should be on a, you know, they should use this for their tourism.
Come to Colorado.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come to Colorado, you guys.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just throw it in on one of those. Like,
come get Mountain High.
Come to Colorado, yeah.
Get Mike Dalton to get a network, and we'll get him to call the people there. And
I know there's some places like the Cannabist is probably excited that we're mentioning, talking so much about there. You got a show, the CRB playing in somewhere around there?
In Colorado?
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
I think so.
I can't, yeah.
They gave me a whole list of dates that you're playing. I thought it'd be fun to read them all.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Tell a story about each town. This is going to be a long one, you guys.
You can just name a city and we'll tell you if it's good or bad.
So we're running on a regular clock, even though people aren't seeing it still?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to still go to a break at some point. It'll be like a regular show eventually.
It's good. That's a great show. It's running.
I love it.
And there's no one's watching it.
I just wanted to be clear what was happening. Oh, we're back on. Okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Appreciate the heads up on that.
This is for the box set.
I'm going to look extra crazy on this episode when they look at the archive, because they're not going to realize that it was out for a lot of the time. Anyway, Denver, Colorado.
See, what did we say? We told you we'd
May
be there.
May 15, 16. I think I'm there like almost approximately around the same time.
Well, you should change your plans.
I do a show there every year on Mother's Day, because in Denver, people care more about pod than their mothers. So they come out. Normally, comedy clubs are empty on Mother's Day, because it's a weird thing to do with your mom.
Yeah.
You know? So nobody comes. Mm. I'd put on a weed show in Denver, boom, sold out.
I think the moms are in there, too.
Sure they were.
I think they're down there, man.
Yeah.
You mean the cool moms.
Yeah, they got cool moms everywhere, all the time.
You're playing some awesome gigs.
We truly are. Big
yeah,
Sur, you have nothing to say about that.
You're only going to towns where it's legal, except for Salt Lake City, which is I think there's a lot of cool people there.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I don't care to the tens of millions of people watching this live all across Europe. Thank you for... You
know, outer galaxies, man.
Salt Lake City's kind of hip, man. I used to kind of be afraid of it.
Let's acknowledge the aliens that are picking up these frequencies.
Right.
Multidimensional aliens.
Sorry about the technical glitch. You're probably advanced and could teach us a thing or two. Oh, you're talking to them in their language?
Yeah. Well, I was translating.
Oh,
they can hear you.
You're welcome. I thought they'd just know English if they also...
No.
Okay.
They want some Skittles, man.
That's why they keep molesting everyone, to figure out the language.
Australia can't figure it out, though, quite yet, right? Legality-wise, like, it's still frowned upon.
The tan Canadians?
I was promised a thorough probing if I head back to that part of the world.
What? The aliens or Australia?
The land down under.
Oh, so they do probings, too. I was on this alien thing. Yeah, they don't take kindly there. But last time I was there with the Crows, man, we bought like 8 pounds of weed, and Amy said the tour should be called Can't Keep CR High Enough. It was unbelievable. I was like, what is this?
Well, they might have.
It was like Georgia, 1989 is what it was like.
The sciences weren't as far along because of the suppression. It hasn't, they got some things going on though, man. You get down there, you you know, bring out your rain stick. You'll hear some things.
I dig it.
Bring out your rain sticks.
They have a lot of opal in the earth there.
Didgeridoo.
They have a lot of opal in the earth there. So that, you know what I'm saying.
They get to just go to sleep and travel around places when they're ready for that, you know?
And then get back before they become pale and unhealthy.
Oldest people on the planet down there, the Aboriginal records, very ancient.
Very How old?
Maybe I think the world had a jump rope and was like, it was pretty new. There might have been a dinosaur or two around, an oversized platypus. They got the weirdest animals down there too. It was a little puddle that seems to have maintained a fossil and memory record of the Earth for a longer time than other places.
Until it became a prison.
A prison
colony. You don't have that on your blue card, Doug.
Westward.
Next card. Chris Robinson says next card.
What about that, Doug?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The prisons is that those prison colonies in Australia were part of our westward European expansion. And we're all riding the wave of that. All of these legality issues are on the crest of the society that we were born into, and we can change and be a part of. We can rebel. We can smoke these things to get out of it and find peace. But ultimately, I like where you're headed here, man, where we get together and move back into the land and into nature and into empowerment as a people and as a together thing, you know, not isolated for our own trips, but together. And that's where I think it's at, man, you know? I think that this is a beautiful way to get there.
I do enjoy getting high in an isolated way, though, as well.
I just want to play some
games. I like to do it all.
You don't have to move to the commune, but there will always be a place at the table for you, man.
Yeah, you can come out.
I appreciate that.
It's like that's an easy rider when Dennis Hopper's all bummed out and Peter Fonda's eating there and he's like, man, and he's all fucked up. And he's like, they're not gonna make it, man. And Peter Fonda goes, hey, man, we're eating their food. That's the heavy trip, man.
I gotta say, he's definitely top five for me celebrities I smoked weed with.
Who, Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
My wife and I saw
nicest
him.
Nicest guy, I couldn't
we
believe it.
We saw him speak after at the Arrow Theater in Montana. We went to see The Hired Hand, his Western tone poem that he made after Easy Rider. And he sat down at the end and I was like, wow, Peter Fonda is so super mellow. I mean, like, how many Quaaludes and blowjobs can you have had in a lifetime to make you that rad? You know what I mean? Like incredible. Yeah. And a hot tub, I imagine.
No, it was
overlooking a sunset in the Pacific Ocean.
It was in Australia.
And they were all blonde.
Australia.
It was in Australia. I was there doing a stand-up comedy show, and he was there filming Ghost Rider with Nick Cage. And I recognized him in the elevator, and I was so excited that he's just like, hey, we're smoking weed in my room, come back and smoke with us. And I was like, all right.
Did you get high?
And we got high, and he like took out a guitar and sat there and fucked
Peter
around with
Fonda
the guitar.
Peter Fonda gets better weed than the Black Crows in Australia. I mean, that's what I mean. He's that rad. Jesus.
Did you see him in Escape from L.A., man? Do you remember what he did in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
He surfed the toxic sludge wave, man. The L.A. River.
That's true, dude.
It's the best.
No one asked him about that at the question and answer thing.
Oh, yeah, we got to do this thing. I almost forgot.
What is that?
You right? It's crazy. I got to find the card for it.
It's cool, man.
I got to put down this thing. I'm just going after that right now. So that's good that I had a lot of hits of Indica. That's gonna speed this show up. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the knockout. And for those who missed it, on last week's episode, Felipe Esparza did a hit off of it, which is basically what you do is you put weed in here and you light it and you turn this upside down and you basically chug the beer, but then also you get a marijuana hit like almost simultaneously, but then you swallow the beer and then blow out the hit.
After you do that, do you like electronic music or what?
High level physics, man.
Did I make any weird requests after I did it last week?
I have a request. Don't throw up on me.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's for people that want to
throw up on me. I like that kind of thing.
You gotta want to chug a beer.
With the way you dress,
it wouldn't really make that big of a difference if there was a little.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a colorful diet. It would look good on you, I think.
What did you eat today, man?
A Brazilian omelet.
Probably just,
Skittles, right?
Yeah, Skittles.
Taste the rainbow. Okay, let's go.
I sauteed a Brazilian flag. I added on a little eggs.
But the other fun thing about this is if you have one, you can just turn a bottle and with beer in it if you so desire.
I know some people.
Or Mike's hard lemonade, whatever. You could.
A Zima.
Like I was going to go into writing. There's a million beverages we could say.
Is that a Zima?
Or a Yoo-Hoo. But
whatever
you want to have in it,
that's a twist.
You just have an instant water bong with any bottle.
Mm. I get it.
Yeah,
that's a handy.
So that's a fun thing.
See, that's would be like
so
scuba
gonna,
diving.
So I'm just hit
too much
like
to think about.
Regular bong.
That's tech. This is high physics.
He's just doing the regular bong hat.
And
see, it's a regular bong. I like that. It's very
keeping the smoke nicely there. Containment level 6.
Containment level 6.
I like it.
See, as a bong, that's a good idea, but I don't know about the
whole drinking.
I thought
you were
going
to drink it at the same time. Yeah.
Are you not supposed to drink your
bong?
No,
I was showing the other thing you could do with it. This thing is for the multitasking alcoholic slash.
By the way, how bored would you get? You'd have one beer and one like bong hit, and then like the next time you'd have to pour it in and do it again. Oh, you're supposed to do it with just any bottle. Your beer bottle, you just put it on there and then you.
Well, they've been saying you could chug any beverage, but like, who'd want to chug like a Pepsi or something?
I do when I was
Pepsi and bong water taste.
I like to chug
Perrier.
When I was 7,
that makes me feel like I'm drowning.
My cousins and I at my cousin's wedding, we were under the table chugging Pepsis and we were running around like little maniacs. I actually did puke that day. It's 1984. But I shouldn't have known about that other stuff yet.
1984. Did you go see the Gun Club right after that?
Oh, I had no idea, man. I saw Ghostbusters.
So grip it, rip it, and then flip it for your bong hit. The knockout is $30, and you can order yours at knockyourselfout.ca.
I'm prepared to offer you $25 for that one.
Check the description box below for more information. So we're showing you more information right now on that. But Gabe, would you ever do that to a bottle of beer?
No.
What if it was half a beer?
Gabe, you're such a pussy.
Did you say yes? Yeah, half a beer. Like I did 3/4 of a beer last week and it was probably a bit too much, but I think half a beer wouldn't be so bad. So maybe after Gabe does his trick today, we'll set up half a beer for him and have him do it.
Yeah.
Well, what about sangria?
And sit down too, that's what I would recommend. I'd recommend you not do it in a standing position. Because you have a big bong,
be too chunky.
You have a big bong rip and a whole beer
and
in
it's
one,
also
in
called
one
a knockout.
In
right?
One, yeah,
eggnog.
So, yeah,
eggnog it. Bong.
We get it. It knocks you.
Yeah,
out.
We recommend you sit down.
Where's the heavy machinery? Come on. Do you have a backhoe we can bring on here?
You trying to plow right now?
Well, I'm just curious.
Trying to plow.
I'm trying to find your plug card, Farmer.
It's one of those blue ones.
Does anybody ever just call you Farmer?
Yeah, or you know, FD.
FD, dude.
I've heard
FD, I like that.
Yeah.
Fire department.
I like FD.
Only people in the know really call
me. The whole Farmer Dave just makes me feel, like I'm just being, like I'm trying
now
to.
Now you're going to go home and get all of Farmer Dave's music, man, and you're really going to be freaked out.
Well, tell us about what you brought on the table there. You've got some hot nuts.
Hot nuts, hot nuts. You want them, I got them. Hot nuts, hot nuts. Okay, roll them out. It's a natural snack. They got some heat on them, Jack. Farmer Dave's roasted hot nuts. Hablamos español. Bum, bum.
Wow. They say the jingle is dead.
That's a great ad, man.
Outdoor organic sativa from the California coastal regions and a recipe of a dear relative of mine. Anyone who'd like to try them?
They're delicious.
They're not knockouts. You know, a brownie is saturated in oil and sugar and things. An almond can be soaked, but at some point it's a solid entity. So you can also measure it out, one almond. I have friends who eat fistfuls and others who should never, you know, and it's all right.
Yeah, some people should never.
Okay, man.
All right, we gotta go to another commercial break, you guys. I've got the whole show in order now. It's gonna run really smoothly.
When do we start?
When we come back, and we'll be right back with more Live with these three guys.
You know how I like power bars?
Yeah.
The thing is, they're really expensive. So I started making my own at home.
That's correct.
Yeah. But the cinnamon is really tricky. I always add too much cinnamon or not enough cinnamon.
Can't even imagine what that's like.
And I've been a fool, and I've been blind.
Just the perfect amount of cinnamon.
Really?
I can see no way.
Don't drink the sulfuric acid.
I'm always dragging that horse around. Our love has pastured such a mournful sound. Tonight I'm gonna bury that horse in the ground. So I'd like to keep my issues drawn.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm a millionaire.
You know, this is the first week in a long time I haven't gotten into a fist fight.
Somebody named Brandon Ramsey-er wants to know, when you guys are in a bind, this is for everybody, and you don't have papers or pieces, what is your go-to makeshift smoking device?
I prefer
an apple over a lot of things. I should just make an apple every
apple.
Week.
Apple.
Pass you know that around.
You know what? A couple. If you don't have an apple, a lime acts as a little percolator. Lime pipe. It can be messy. But a papaya, a papaya, or as I call it, a papaya.
Don't squeeze it near your eye.
The papaya is a great missile as well.
But the apple always works. And if you have hash, under glass.
I don't know.
C'est magnifique.
The old European tour method.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You always had a sewing kit at the hotel. And if you didn't have a pipe or anything, and back in the like early 90s and stuff, you could never get weed in regular Europe.
But hashish was.
But you get hash everywhere. So you take a pin and you heat it. You take like a piece of cardboard, so the pin's sticking up like that. You melt the hash a little, you stick it on, you catch it on fire, you let it burn a little bit, you blow it out, you put the cup over it, over the edge, so you get air, and then it just fills up and fills up, and then you smoke it under the thing like that.
And it's there later, you just leave it, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I've smoked through so many weird, devices that people have invented in different parts of the world. You've probably done the same thing that, like, I can't even keep track of them anymore.
They lay it all on you, all these vessels.
Everybody's got some crazy new thing for me to smoke out of it everywhere I go. And it all moves so fast that you don't, it's not one thing for a long time. It's just like on to the next thing and the next thing.
Vaporizer? Didn't even have time to be like a Bond villain accessory. It like became successful before they could use it. It's crazy.
Sometimes.
Where did that come from? How long ago was the vaporizer like? Disposable vaporizer.
What, the ones
the,
that
like
you,
cigarettes that you can just like.
It's already been like the last disposable, 4 or 5 years though, no?
Even ones that aren't disposable, nobody's getting called in for them. They're like, I mean, maybe. Maybe some people are, but I'm saying that for the most part, it's a thing you can carry around
all
and even use in public.
Yeah.
Because it often has a different aroma than weed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's still just, to me, it's just like only if I can't smoke some weed.
Yeah.
That's when I want a vapor pen. But
don't
if I
ever
can really smoke some weed, that's, and even a vapor pen with weed in it doesn't bring me the same pleasure as just going ahead and
like
smoking weed. I don't dislike it. I'm not against any of that stuff. And some of them are pretty strong, which I like.
Yes, man, mama dangerous things, dear.
You don't want to have a Jack Blackout. from one of those things. But that was, you know, because he wasn't used to it. Yesterday, I was on a long flight, and when I smoked again, I was like, that's what Jack Black must have felt like, because he hadn't smoked for years.
Oh, yeah?
And I had gone for like 7 hours without smoking.
I wish.
So once I smoked again, I was like, oh, I get it now.
Oh, it must be so, that must be so nice. I dream of the fear creeping over me like it used to.
I love getting good and scared.
Yeah, me too,
like,
man.
If you ingest some cannabis, go to like a Costco, put yourself out there and just let it roll, man. It's great. It's very good for you.
All right,
it's a good Farmer social
Dave.
Experiment.
Farmer Dave's Hot Nuts. Don't forget about that, you guys. And we got some more plugs, but I'm going to do them right after you guys.
Farmer Dave, you have your clubs tonight, huh?
Indulge us. And my friend Gabe is going to come in here and do a magic trick for you guys. So come check that out.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabe.
How are you, man?
Good, thanks. Quick card trick for you. You mind helping me, Chris?
Are you going to freak me out, Gabe?
I'm going to try.
I hope
I'm very sensitive.
You want to get freaked out.
No,
let's
I just
go.
Did. I can't contradict myself.
Cards are all different, right?
So you say.
All right, pick a card, any card.
Take it?
Show it to your friends, yeah. All right, I'll take it back. I'm going to place it back in the center, is that fair?
Sure.
There's a string that comes up through the center. If I pull the string, card comes back to the top. I'll do it again slower.
Okay.
Watch. Oops. Back to the top. All right, one more thing.
String theory, man.
Push it back in the center for me.
Nice. Occult game. Occult mind tricks.
Bravo.
Yay.
Good show. Good show.
Are you going to chug your bong water now?
God. <It's> so gross. but I didn't mind chugging the beer. I did it last week. I don't want to do it again this week, though. But you know how that goes.
You already did it.
Once you chug the beer on your own weed show, I mean, what's the point?
I mean, that's the thing that's kind of amazing to me about chugging beer in general is that, like, it's not something you'd ever do just by yourself. It's like a show-offy kind of move or whatever. And I'm not good at it, so it's just like everybody sitting around watching me going, you know.
Is going to the emergency room when you're wasted a show-offy move as well?
Yeah, I got too fucked up and had to go to... I don't even know where there's a hospital.
My teeth got knocked out.
I think alcohol is something that works well in bonding people and raising their spirits. And drinking alone can be great. You can write the great novel, but it's better to lift and get together on that one, you know? Like, that's when you're going to shotgun a beer, is when you can roar in triumph with your buds.
I love
Hooray,
it.
Victory.
I love it. Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
That's me.
CRB, Betty's Blends, the best of the West, Volume 2, is going to be out on June 2nd.
Truly.
And what's the special thing that you're doing here that's unusual about it? It's a small batch.
It's small batch, a little dabble, do you? Betty Cantor Jackson, of Betty of the Boards, for all the people smoking weed who are into the Grateful Dead world out there. This is our second vinyl release. Betty recorded, we're lucky that Betty brings her sonic gifts to CRB. So she's been recording us, and this is a compilation of the best of her recordings from our last year being, you know, she usually only records us in California and Colorado and stuff. So, and there's only 2,000 pieces of vinyl, only 2,000 CDs, only 2,000 downloads, and then it's gone forever.
This is super limited. It's going to sell out right away, so get on it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the pitch there. And then you've got a beer on the table that's unfortunately in a can, so we can't chug it with this thing. But,
yeah, but now they have to make one of these that go on a can.
Do you want me to hand it to you? Hold it up or anything?
That's true.
There
that's
it is.
Awesome to invent that.
The fine folks at Anchor Steam in San Francisco, the oldest independent brewery in the United States, were inspired by our scene, the CRB scene and friendship and stuff with them, and they brewed a beer, a gig beer, Brotherhood Steam, with great graphic artwork by the great Alan Forbes.
He's sick. His posters are sick.
So even though it's alcohol, it's like having a little bit of drugs in your hand.
You really know your own talking points.
I do.
It's impressive.
I do.
Then tell us about the spring tour. I'll quiz you.
Where are you going?
What do you need to know? You already skipped over all the mystic places and went straight for the weed places.
Yeah, Colorado, California.
Yeah, but we started Big Sur. It's beautiful, super mystical time. Maybe the Dark Watchers will come out and we'll see
that. Australia, some festivals.
He doesn't know about Dark Watchers, man.
No, I don't.
They're sentient beings who live on the central coast who only come out and are only show themselves to certain people. They're from another planet. They're giant beings in hoods, and they come out in communion and stare at the stars. Doug.
That reminds me, Zach Perlman.
Hugh Hauser has a whole episode dedicated to them, I believe.
That reminds me of this movie Zach has coming out.
When?
Dark Watcher. Look out.
Tonight. It's coming.
It's on the Lifetime Network. It's a different Dark Watcher.
No, we've moved on to Zach's plugs now. And
I'm helping him.
He's going to be in a motion picture with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. Are you the title character?
No, I'm not.
Well, it says starring opposite Anne Hathaway. It's a trio.
Trio. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean,
Are you in it the most after the two of them?
I think maybe.
Can I ask you a question about the movie?
Are there plot twists about it?
Was it catering?
How was the food?
It was great. Good answer.
Donuts every day?
Every day.
It's a big, well, Rob, you know, Bobby D. It's a big budget.
It's called The Intern.
Yeah.
Bobby D.
It comes out in the fall. September, I believe.
Do either one of them in the role that they play have to yell at you at some point? Do you get chewed out by one of them?
I'm the yeller.
He's the yeller.
Oh, you're yelling at somebody.
I saw that.
But it's like a panicked yell.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Do you look like this in the movie?
No, I have a much shorter
beard. You look
beard.
Much more angry and aggressive then. Because, yeah.
And I you drew got more giant, of, angry eyebrows.
That's all you can tell, a real psycho.
It's great. It's an anime. Live action anime.
You got a good young Jerry Garcia thing going on, I think.
Thanks.
With
man.
All of it.
That's Jerry cool. didn't do the side part, but yeah, I get it.
He didn't have it like that a little bit?
No.
Side part's the new cool thing.
Yeah. Well, you're young and cool.
I have issues.
I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows in South by Southwest, so if you have one of those stinking badges, you can come see me. And I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, March 25th, Portland, Oregon. That's a good city for all of us to hit. I'll be at Helium. It's a gas on April 3 through 4. And then your neck of the woods, I got some shows coming up. Athens, I'm going to be at the Georgia Theater.
I mean, I've lived in California for 25 years, but sure, yeah.
And Atlanta, you were born just outside of Atlanta.
I was born in Atlanta.
There you go.
Yeah, my parents made the mistake
of moving to the Zombie Hospital? Was that where you were born?
Yeah, totally. When I go back, it feels like it. Is that the Walking Dead thing that everyone...
Walking Dead, yeah. It starts in Atlanta. But I'm going to be there at the Improv. I hope it's still there.
Do you enjoy it there when you're there?
4/12.
You find that to be a fun place?
I love Atlanta. I have a great time there. But I've fallen into this thing where I keep talking about all the cities I love, and it turns out I just go places, and the people that come to my show are the people that want to see me that live in that city. So, of course, they're the nicest to me that city could possibly be.
But that's
so
the potential.
It makes me very
city.
Happy. I have I smoke weed with everybody whenever possible. We have a good time, you know? But then I write the next day on Twitter that, you know, you're such a great town. And people write to me, well, what about, you know, some small town that doesn't get shows, you know?
Like Toledo or something?
And it's... Poor
sorry,
Toledo.
I played Toledo a few times. I played a club in Toledo a couple years ago, and it was the first time in my life I had to have a safe word to get on stage. So it was weird.
Wow. That is weird.
That's intense.
Yeah, it was weird.
DougLovesMovies.com. Also, you can get Doug merch at an address that we'll put up on the screen. And there won't be a new show for a couple weeks because I'm going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and weed is illegal in Texas. That needs to change.
Yeah, don't fuck around with that, man.
Thank you, Zach Perlman. Thank you, Farmer Dave, and your hot nuts. Chris Robertson, thank you so much.
Thanks for the weed, man. That was rad.
Yeah, this weed is really
good. Oh, I forgot to load it.
It was good.
This is family style.
Yeah.
See you Monday, March 23rd at 2:15 Pacific time, 5:15 on the East Coast. The middle always has to figure it out. Good luck. We'll see you then.